they were both in Boy Scouts, and George came along. He wanted to be in a Boy Scout, so he was a Cub Scout, and I was a Girl Scout.
Uh-huh.
See, Campfire Girls wasn't here yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just thought, well, and then Elizabeth says, that's what I want to be, and that's what I was.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I did it for her.
Yeah.
And she's been in Bluebirds.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Horizon. She likes it. She likes to go camping.
Yeah.
She likes me to keep her interested. Now, she don't have a steady boyfriend, and she wants to go out. We trust her.
Yeah.
We have faith in her, and she goes to church like we do. And like she said, as long as you keep me and the girls interested, Mama, you got it made.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do.
Yeah. Oh, this house is really fascinating. Yeah.
It's, they have cut it up quite a bit. Now, the porch is gone.
Mm.
They have removed that.
Mm.
But the little house in the back still sits.
Yeah.
Now, it has a bathroom, a living room, a bedroom, and a kitchenette.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a little small apartment house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like a little doll house, because I used to live there when I had my two girls and my son there.
Uh-huh.
My oldest girl was born at the hospital.
Yeah.
And my second daughter, Clyde, and Bob Jr., the third, he was born there at the little house.
Uh-huh.
Because the doctor said I didn't have to worry, because it wasn't going to happen for quite a while. So I just lingered around the house, and I took the bed out, and I painted my old bed, and I painted the bat house, and did all kinds of work, rode a bicycle, took the kids with me, and went long walks and everything. And the next morning, my mother says, I'm going to town, you don't need me. So when she went, that's what happened.
Gosh, your family does that, seems
but,
like.
But, I've had two in the hospital, and the rest of them were all born at home.
Huh, that's amazing. Really is. About this, the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
What do you call that thing those iron things that you put the wood on in the fireplace? Did you have
wood loggers? Yes, we had those.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They're wood loggers is what they call them.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that kept from the ashes and the wood from falling on the carpet and catching the house on fire.
Oh, I see.
And they also had a framer. It was a metal frame, just something like this, but it was small.
Goes in front of the fireplace?
In front of the fireplace to keep the sparks from jumping out and hitting the floors, because my daddy had carpet.
Uh-huh.
See, in the girls' room and his room and the bedrooms and the living room, he had carpet.
Uh-huh.
But the other part of the house, he did not. Now, the little house in the back does not have no carpet or nothing.
Yeah.
It has linoleum and oak floors.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, nice. On the wood loggers, is that...
Uh-huh.
Was it like a... Can you describe it for me? I don't quite understand.
Well, all right. A wood logger is a flat metal. It's like this.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's long.
Kind of wrought iron.
It's the same, well, it's about 2 inches smaller, so it'll fit just right inside your fireplace.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And all you have to do is put your logs,
uh-huh.
The 3 logs, and you set them in there.
Uh-huh.
And then you would slide paper in between them.
Yeah.
So the logs would catch on fire.
Is that how you did the fire?
Uh-huh.
That's
what we did.
Did you ever make a fire with small wood?
No.
Yeah.
My dad always had big logs.
Yeah.
And the girls had to get out there and saw the logs. Each one take a turn.
Oh, boy.
And we had to stack it so the rain wouldn't come in it and dampen the logs.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because if you take a damp log and you put it in, you're going to smoke up the whole house.
Yeah.
Then everybody's going around, you know.